I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com, okay? It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking First Cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cup Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round one recap for this week's Zurich Classic. Joining me to break it all down, Patrick McDonald is here. Patrick, have you had a nice day?
Yeah, I'm not usually on the Thursday show. I kind of like it. What about you? How's your day going?
I played golf this morning.
So Ooh, okay, cool. Tell me about it. Good, bad, ugly?
A lot of good. I hit it well. Manage the course around. I shot a 79, no big deal. But I had to be off the course by 9 because the ladies had an event where they do a shotgun start at 9 o'clock. So the last couple holes, I was sprinting around the place to make sure I got them all in.
That seems like a common occurrence for you. You just going off before the events.
Yes.
Zipping around there in the golf cart, presumably by yourself and playing, what, like 2.5 hours?
Yeah, I mean, it was like 2 hours today. But usually it's basically 2:15 is like the no matter if it goes good, bad, or ugly, that's the amount of time it takes.
Damn. Yeah. I need that.
It's good living. It's good.
Where'd you play?
This club that I'm playing out of here in Southern California for the moment.
Okay. Gotcha. No free ads.
I'll tell you offline.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very exclusive. Can't tell it to the Gen Pop.
Very exclusive. Low concession priced clubs. Costco, Augusta National.
Gotcha. Handshake in the middle.
There you go. Handshake in the middle. Okay. Lots of handshaking going on in New Orleans. We are wrapping up round one. This is the team event. Today they played best ball, which means everybody plays their own ball and you get to keep the best score that you or your partner made. And scores were low. 61s are in the clubhouse. Those are currently in the lead. There's a chance that we go lower than that. A couple of early 59 watches. Nobody got there to this point. I'm just going to start at the top here, Patrick, because I want to get your thoughts on the staying power for the two teams that are actually in the lead at the moment. Mm-hmm. One is Ryan Brehm and Mark Hubbard, who shot a 61, which was out in 30, in 31. And then Ben Coles, Patton Kizzire, who did the same exact thing, out in 30, in 31, both of them obviously bogey free, both in with 61. Is there any chance that either one of these teams wins this golf tournament?
0% chance that either of these teams win this golf tournament. Rick, do you know how bad these guys have been going up? I did a little recon on them. Mark Hubbard, to his credit,
yes,
very good season.
Yeah, he's
11 Mark starts.
Hubbard, by far the best of these four.
Yeah, 11 starts, two top 20s, a top five, hasn't missed a cut all year. He's collecting paychecks every single week. Ryan Brehm, 11 starts, one top 20, seven missed cuts. Kazire, 9 starts, 1 top 20, 6 missed cuts, and a WD. Coles, 11 starts, 1 top 20, 6 missed cuts, and a WD as well. Rick, do you know who is the most recent winner of these four on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, probably. Brehm won an alternate field event last year, I think. Puerto Rico or Barracuda or Bermuda or something like that.
Puerto Rico, I think a couple years ago now.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, zero staying power, especially with foursomes tomorrow. I think four ball, you ham and egg it pretty well. Hubbard even said that post round. You can't be doing that tomorrow. And so I expect both these teams, despite the nice start, to find a little bit more trouble.
Okay. Well, hat tip to those two teams for posting 61s on Thursday, but the rubber will meet the road on Friday, and we'll see if they can keep it in contention. A 62 from the pairing of Thomas Dietrich, Robert McIntyre. Now, this is a little bit more interesting, Patrick. You've got a couple of Europeans, McIntyre, obviously with, you know, recent Ryder Cup experience, probably much more used to playing in team formats. They kind of got off to what would be considered a slower start in this event, only 4 under at the turn. And then they played the front 9 second and they birdied 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8 coming in. So they flew up the board at the end of their round.
Yeah, Dietrich's had a very good season. It feels like he's gotten the most out of his really good starts. Quietish runner up there in Houston, top 20 at the Valspar Championship too. Played well at Pebble Beach, I believe, like a top 10 there, and was in contention at Torrey Pines before the final hole on Saturday when he zipped it back into the water. And McIntyre, meanwhile, kind of probably had pretty high expectations for him coming into his first PGA Tour season. We know the talent levels there, right? He's won on the DP World Tour multiple times. He has a pretty solid major championship record as well. And then you throw in the Ryder Cup and you're like, okay, maybe he gets it going on the PGA Tour this season. It hasn't really materialized into anything outside of where did he play well? He had one good start, Mexico, T6 of Mexico. But outside that, his best finish is a T32 in Puerto Rico. So really not the season he's probably envisioned for himself, but it's a nice start for them. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see if these guys have staying power as well.
Yeah, McIntyre did not get that Ryder Cup bump that he was hoping for. Now, my favorite team, the team that I've been enjoying, they're in at 10 under as well. That's Davis Thompson, Andrew Novak. These two are just individually solid, well-rounded golfers who have been coming into form. They both play out of St. Simon's Island, plenty of good vibes. This is the type of event that a Davis Thompson and Andrew Novak go out and win. They played this at 10 under par, highlighted by an eagle on number two. That is a par five. They went out in 31, in 31. This is the team. I do not know how they will respond to alternate shot, but this is the team that I am very excited about.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine for a couple reasons you just laid out, right? They're very familiar with each other's games, playing with each other at Sea Island, and they're both playing pretty good golf. Thompson comes off that top 20 in Corrales. Novak kind of went on a little bit of a heater there in the beginning of the spring, still playing some pretty solid golf, you know, by the metrics at least. And so, yeah, I mean, two talented players who could kind of follow that Nick Hardy, Davis Riley mold to try to win this event. But alternate shot, as we know, it's just a completely different animal than four ball. So I'm not sure. I have more confidence in them than Hubbard and the Kazire team. And honestly, I think I'd choose them over Dietrich and McIntyre as well.
My only, the only negative, the only disappointing feeling I got from this group today was both ESPN Plus, PGA Tour Live, and PGAtour.com had this team at 12 under when they finished.
Oh, and yeah.
They got corrected back down to a 62.
I had no idea what was going on. I had PGA Tour Live on. I was following Kent Lanzander. They had him at one score. The sports book had it at another. And then the PGA Tour had it at a different one. And I'm like, these guys might be 10 under for all I know. They weren't, because they didn't have a great day.
We'll get to them in a second. So there were a couple of the bigger groups that went out in the morning. And we'll start with a pair of Canadians. So this is not Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, who are still out on the golf course right now, 8 under through 15. But Connors and Pendrith, who might get passed by those other two, shot a 63 this morning. They got fast out of the gates with an eagle on their second hole of the day. I saw Pendrith do the things that gets you so excited, right? I mean, he's able to hit long, high shots that can land very softly. And he gets the consistency and the good vibes from Corey Connors. So this is a fun little team. I just wish we were getting more great play from Pendrith, because I know that's in there.
Yeah, he was battling a little bit of an injury there for most of the season. And you saw it in the results after the Farmers Insurance Open, where I think he missed every single cut except one. It's kind of similar to, I think a couple years ago, he was battling a wrist injury, came back and had a really nice summer.
He broke a rib.
That's what it was.
And came back. I think he broke a rib at the Players. Then he came back in the summer and like rattled off like four straight top 18s or something.
Yeah.
And started playing well again.
He almost, he was in the final group with Finau in Detroit. He had a really good start there.
Yeah.
And then he played on the President's Cup team. And so you look at these two skill sets and you think alternate shot, oh my goodness, they could have a really good chance to, shoot something sub 70 tomorrow with Pendrith's driving, which is super long accuracy. I mean, it's somewhat wide open out there. And then Corey Connors' iron play. And you're like, all right, I can get behind this team. A couple Canadians wearing salmon pink. And so Pendrith is someone who needs a good result. You know, a win would go a long way for him, just because he doesn't have the status of someone like Corey Connors. So the complementary skill sets are there. The form seems to be there. Pendrith had a really nice start last week in Corrales. Connors is super consistent as always. Kind of, you know what you're going to get out of him. Good iron play, so short game and putting. So if they can roll in enough putts tomorrow, this is really what this tournament's about. They could roll into the weekend near the top.
A couple of teams that were near the top of the betting board or at the top of the betting board before the week started. We'll go with the 65 shot by Sahith Theegala and Will Zalatoris. This was okay, Patrick. And it's funny to say that when you get a bogey-free 65, but you need to go very, very low here. They started their day with three birdies on their first four. Then they stalled out and got onto a par train, and they made five pars in a row. Then they made the turn and birdied four of their first five, and then had five straight pars coming in. You really cannot get on par streaks in this format.
Yeah, I think this was almost a product of the entire group. It felt like everyone was stuck in the mud. No one was making anything on the greens. They had a good chance there on 16 as well. Sahith hit a nice approach out of the rough, wasn't able to connect. You make par on 18. That's a hole you got a birdie, one of you in best ball. You can't be letting the par fives go around, and you let another par five slip up on the back. And say you connect on those, you're 10 under and you're right there. So they're not as far off as the leaderboard, I guess, would suggest. They're still right there with a chance. And I mean, saw his driver and Willie Z's irons, and then saw his putter. Yeah, like they're going to probably hit some shots that are pretty wild, but both of them were generally pretty wild to begin with. So it's not like they're facing anything new, either of them. They're going to be in positions they're more than comfortable in. So I think they get the putter rolling a little bit more tomorrow and have a good day.
Yeah, this is a team that if they stay on script, right? What you just described, if they stay on script, they could make a lot of noise in alternate shots. Speaking of making a lot of noise in alternate shot, that's what Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele have to do, and they've done it routinely in their careers. It wasn't, again, very pretty on Thursday. It was a 7-under 65, which is currently a tie for 23rd. Same score as the group we just talked about, Will and Sahith. Patrick, this is an anemic best ball scorecard. They got onto a birdie streak where they made consecutive birdies. They got onto it once. So they birdied 18, 1, and 2. It is the only time they birdied consecutive holes the entire day.
They made nothing. Neither of them. It's like the speed of the green kind of got in both their heads, I think, where they had one of them in for par. And they're like, oh, I'm going to give this one a really good roll. And then they blast it like 7 feet by. And it's like, dude, you never hit a putt like that ever. You don't need to do it just because we're in for par type of deal. It happened multiple times. Cantlay missed a couple short ones, namely, I think on, what was it? What's the par three? 14. He hit one close, lipped out another. Xander missed a couple, you know, short ones as well. So good news is they gave themselves a ton of chances. And the good news is they're really freaking good in foursomes.
Yes.
Shot 9-under in round 2 last year. If they shoot 9-under this year, that put them, what, 5 clear of the leaders right now. I'm not going to say it. Let's say they shoot like 7-ish, probably-ish, get to 14-ish. They'll be right there heading into the weekend. I have all the faith in the world.
If they post another 65 tomorrow, the field is in trouble. Because that is where they should be able to separate. Every single one of these guys on every single one of these teams can make a ton of birdies playing one ball, and there's a lot of different stuff that comes into play. That's where this tournament changes in a big way. Okay. The afternoon wave, we have just added a third leader to the top of the board, and we have another group out there who could also get to 11 under. And then we've got to talk about, again, some of the bigger names at the top. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. So we did just get a third team to 11 under 61. I will assume that this is correct. Golf Channel has the same score. PGAtour.com has the same score. We're going to assume Aaron Rye, David Lipsky just got to 11 under 61. If you want to talk about staying power, Patrick, which is the question I asked you about the other two groups, in Vegas's eyes, this team has more staying power. They are half the odds to win as the other two teams that are already in at 61.
Do you think they call their team Lipsky and Rye?
Wow.
You get it?
good. That would be really good.
Maybe make t-shirts about it if they win.
That would be pretty good, Patrick. That would be pretty good.
My Miss American Pie. So I think the reason why, if I had to try to get into the mind of the Vegas machine, this is their third time together playing this event. 2022, T4. 2023, T13. So they got something brewing. How these two are friends, I have no idea. I'm guessing on the DP World Tour because Lipsky came from the DP World Tour.
Yeah.
That's my guess. I don't think he's a... I don't think Rye's a Vegas guy. I know Lipsky is.
I don't think he is either. Yeah. That's probably a good guess. DP World Tour is probably a good guess.
Yeah, maybe some management intertwined there as well. Lipsky this year, though, horrendous. Like, really bad. Doesn't have a top 40. Three made cuts in total. So, really not what you're looking for. Rye, meanwhile, I have been known to lose plenty of money on him, unfortunately, especially on Thursdays. Pretty solid. I mean, he's very accurate, and he's a good iron player. And so, that's great in foursomes. And then, if you can get the firepower of Lipsky, which tends to pop up every now and again, you could be in business. And they obviously have great history together.
It is amazing the teams that can just pop off and win these golf tournaments with
Scott Brown, Kevin Kisner.
How'd they finish today?
They might be over par, to tell you the truth.
No. They got to 3 under 69 thanks to birdieing each of their last three. So it was close. They were even through 15. They got in at 69. And as of this moment, every single team is under par, which is nice. Blaine Hale and Paul Haley posted a 71. That's 1 under. And we have some teams out on the golf course right now, 1 under, 2 under. But everybody's under par at the moment.
My one-and-done selection is not looking good. Eric Cole and Russ Cochran, 2 under through 15. All two of those strokes, courtesy of the hole-in-one from the Cole train. Russ Cochran did make a birdie by himself, though.
So wow. The bar is low for Russ. Yeah, Eric Cole makes an ace in best ball, and they are 2 under through 15.
Yeah. That's just no good.
They've made three bogeys. Come on. You and I could play best ball and not make three bogeys out there.
We should try to do best ball at a comparable course and see if we can beat Russ Cochran and Eric Cole.
There has to be a way that we can get on TPC Louisiana. Like, that doesn't seem that difficult. It's a TPC course. We have plenty of connections. We could make that happen.
Yeah, we could just reach out, I bet, and be like, hey, we're going to do the Russ Cochran challenge.
Right. The Russ Cole
challenge. We're going to try to shoot 3 under best ball.
Right. And we're going to give ourselves an ace and see if we can still beat 3 under.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go toe to toe with Bryson in terms of YouTube golf content.
Oh.
He's playing all these cool challenges. Meanwhile, it's like, welcome to TPC Louisiana. I'm Patrick McDonald. That's Rick Gaiman. We're going to do the Russ Cochran challenge.
I'll be happy that when we make our first bogey, we'll be like, well, we still got two of those. Like, we're still good.
Yeah.
No problem.
I think it has legs.
Currently with legs, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, who as of this moment, and I'm trying to see on my TV where they might be here on 18, they are through 17 holes and they are 10 under par. They are vibing. They made birdies on each of their first four. They birdied 7, 8, 10. They got another birdie streak from 12, 13, 14. I believe, I'm just scanning, that they are currently the favorites to win the Zurich Classic. This is truly a splendid Thursday from the Europeans.
Yeah, can we call Rory an Irishman? I know there's some politics intertwined, but he did play for them for the Olympics.
You could call them. Listen, man, it's sticky. It's sticky.
I know it is. I got jammed up trivia when I like called 12 countries part of the UK.
Yeah,
people were coming at me in the comments.
So I guess technically, if you called them both Irishmen, I don't know. I guess you'd kind of be correct, but you'd also offend all of Northern Ireland.
I know. It's not, you don't want to be on the wrong side of them. Yeah. But Rory did play for Ireland in the Olympics.
That's the only reason I'm willing to entertain it.
I'm not
done it.
I guess I'm not educated on the whole ins and outs of that. Did he pull a Rory Sabatini type thing or what's going on?
Why did he fly under the Irish flag? Could he not have flown under the Northern Ireland flag?
I don't know. It's escaping me. That seemed like a dozen years ago.
I know. It does feel like forever ago.
Xander Schauffele has been the gold medalist my entire life, I think.
They're coming back. You're gonna get another gold medalist in like 2 months.
I know. Can you name all the gold medalists in Olympic golf?
Yeah. Justin Rose.
Ooh.
Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, Matt Kuchar was the first podium.
That's a good one.
Yep. The second podium was Xander. God, why am I blanking on the silver?
I only said gold medalist, so this is impressive.
I know that bronze was CT Pan. Oh, and Rory Sabatini.
Yeah.
Now, here's the reverse. Those were technically not the first Olympic champions. It was just the first time in like 100 years. So like there was like a 1912 Olympic golf champion.
Yes, old Tom Morris.
If I could name that, I'd be pretty.
Okay, what about this? Can you name all seven men in the playoff for the bronze medal?
Okay.
You have one.
CT Pan, Colin Morikawa, Hideki Matsuyama.
Okay.
Why do I feel like Rory was in it?
Because he was.
All right. Paul Casey.
Let's see. What is this?
I want to say there was also like Emiliano Grillo or someone. Oh, Mito Pereira.
Oh, Mito is correct. Emiliano Grillo.
Not correct.
Incorrect, but another man from South America.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. And so
who flies under the same flag, technically, this is a little play on words here, Rick, flies under the same flag technically as Mito. They're teammates on Liv.
Neiman?
No, they're teammates on Liv.
Oh. I don't know. I honestly don't even know who's on that team.
Sebastian Munoz.
I should have gotten that one. That was a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
The other two gold medal winners, 1904 in St. Louis, George Lyon of Canada, and 1900 in Paris, Charles Sands of the United States.
Wow. Charles Sands. Is that Steve Sands' like great-grandfather?
Probably great-great-grandfather.
Wow. They should have him out and do the torch. Who do you think is going to do the torch?
In Paris? Who is the most historic Parisian athlete?
Alive. Maybe a Zinedine Zidane.
That might be good.
Thierry Henry. Technically our coworker.
Yes, we have had corporate happy hours together. What about Kylian Mbappe?
Well, he's in it. Isn't it usually like someone who's not in it?
I don't know. He's not allowed to, you know, work both sides of it.
I don't think so. I think it has to be like a legend. Mbappe.
Mbappe? Is that how you say it?
Mbappe. Yeah, more or less.
Rudy Gobert. Victor Wembanyama could just place it up there. He doesn't even have to shoot it to the. He doesn't even have to throw it to the top of the arena. He just places it up top.
Rudy Gobert would be objectively hilarious.
Oh my god! Did we talk about Rory and Shane or not?
We have not. No, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We sidetracked. Flag talk.
But that was the flag talk. Okay. Well, they played great, and they are. They're finishing up right now. Shane Lowry's got a putt coming up for, I think, birdie.
Yeah, Rory's iron play looked very good today. Hit hit a feathery 7-iron against the wind into 12 into tap-in distance. Hit one to, I don't know, like 10, 12 feet on 17, which is a difficult par 3, like 210-ish. Didn't make the putt, but his iron play looked really good. His driver kind of got him into trouble sometimes on scoreable holes. They didn't take advantage of the 11th or 16, which was playing a little more difficult in the afternoon wave. But and Shane Lowry finally made some putts, which he has not been doing for the past month. And you get the score that they get.
He almost just rolled in a 40, maybe longer than that, 50-foot eagle putt. He's going to tap it in for birdie. So they're in at 11. Unless Rory has a putt for eagle coming up, which based on his expression, kind of looks like it. He's still reading a putt. So I guess there is a chance that Rory rolls in an eagle and gets them to 12 under, but it's probably 30-ish feet.
Wow. Do you think he makes it? No. What are the odds? One in...
From 30 feet?
12.
I was going to say 10. Yeah, okay. Something like that. 10 or 12. He actually looks like he's a lot farther than that, too. He looks like he's like 45 feet away. This is probably a 2%er.
My Peacock app just... freaking
wait, don't you have issues with the NBC Sports app as well?
Yeah, Peacock just kicked me out.
Yeah, I think maybe it's you and not the apps. All right, here we go. I'll give you the play-by-play. Rory McIlroy over top of his ball on 18, putter back and through. It's climbing the hill. It looks like it's got to go. Misses it off to the right. They're going to tap in. They're going to get to 11 under par.
That was pretty good. Do you ever follow the radio people around? When I love it.
Yeah, that's the best.
With the clipboard?
Yeah,
Rory McIlroy.
My buddies, I'm buddies with Will Haskett, so sometimes he lets me hang out with him on the golf course.
Okay. I know the name. I don't know the man.
He's a nice guy. Next time we're all in the same spot, I'll introduce you.
Cool. I like it.
Josh, provide us the betting favorites, please. Oh, thanks to our friends over at FanDuel. Okay.
Make every moment more.
Hey, they didn't pay for that. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy are your favorites at plus 240. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are 10-1. Rye and Lipsky, 16. Taylor and Hadwin, they must be making a move. Also at 16, along with Dietrich and McIntyre, along with Andrew Novak and Davis Thompson. And then you get that bigger group of Zalatoris and Sahith at 22-1. See anything you like?
Oh, yeah. Doubling down. Xander, Cantlay, 10-1. And then you throw an end of round two leader as well. Just throw that on.
Yep, sure.
You know, tell me when type of situation at the dinner table. I'm not going to tell you. That commercial has been haunting me recently. You know the one I'm talking about?
Tell me when?
Yeah, it's like the guy's shaving Parmesan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then it's like it covers him up.
And he never says when.
I love that commercial.
Xander and Cantlay, though, at 10-1 for me.
That is twice the odds of what they started at this week.
It is twice the odds.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll admit that's pretty good. There's a lot that can happen, and they're, you know, four off the lead, and Rory's like Rory and Lowry could conceivably go sideways tomorrow because Lowry can't putt, and who knows what's going to happen. So I actually do not mind that Cantlay. That's pretty good at 10-1. But I'm rolling with no. This is such a Novak Davis Thompson event. They're gonna win 16-1.
The first and last time you will ever say that. And hey, you could be 100% correct.
Yeah. I mean, imagine, well, maybe last year I said this is such a Nick Hardy Davis Riley event. I doubt, but
no, last year we were all aboard the Wyndham Clark Bo Hostler train.
Yeah. And there was a lot of love for Moore and Neesmith. They played well today too. Again, 7-under, I believe.
Yeah. They'll be around. They'll hover.
Uh-oh. Update. Oh, no. That's where they were at.
All the scores are wrong.
Cole and Cochran they're at 2-under. That's what they were at, right? I thought they were at 3-under.
No. Yeah, they were at 2.
Yeah. All right. Patrick, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Just one to the people at TPC Louisiana. Mm-hmm. If you are listening to this, I know you guys are big fans down in the Bayou. Yes. Please make it happen. We'd be very grateful, and we'd make it worth your while.
Yeah, we just need like tea times, flights, board. Expenses for food per capita, per diem, per capita. We need also, you know, all the accessories, you know, that us two superstars require while we're on the road.
Yeah. And maybe some money for, is it Haraz or Harrah's?
Harrah's.
I call it Haraz.
It's actually more exciting that way. Yeah.
So for there as well.
Yeah, we're going to need to gamble a little bit. So it's, you know, we're still need like $100,000. We'll be fine.
Hurrah.
That is Patrick McDonald. You can find him at P McDonald CBS. Josh, producer Josh, excuse me. Don't want to degrade him. Does all the hard work behind the scenes. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel
it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.